local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
.413, hour number one of Pensacola right now. Welcome. Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 3 hours, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Austin, good to see you on this Monday. Unfortunately, nothing at all happened over the weekend for us to talk about. So
yeah, it was a pretty boring couple days.
Nothing going on. but yes, all eyes are now shifted to the Democrats. It's funny how that works. If you've been listening to us for any length of time, most notably last week, you would know that it was a very real possibility that what happened on Sunday was going to happen. And that President Biden has sent a letter, posted it on social media. No White House stationery.
Nope.
From the office of Joseph R. Biden. That he is withdrawing, and he says he will be addressing the nation this week sometime. Wow. So now we have Vice President Kamala Harris, who is picking up endorsements left and right.
She's the favorite right now.
I would say that is accurate. Today, she was at an NCAA Sports Day event.
She's got my vote.
making her first appearance since President Biden endorsed her after dropping out.
I am firsthand witness that every day our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
So Biden, of course, in the letter said it was time for him to end the reelection bid and focus on the rest of his presidency. Harris's campaign has raked in $81 million in the first 24 hours of her announcing that she is seeking the Democratic nomination. That includes money raised across the campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and joint fundraising committees as well. Speaking of the Democratic National Convention, that is, what, 3 weeks away? And the Rules Committee will be holding a public meeting this week on Wednesday with the goal to create a framework for the process of selecting the next nominee. The committee has pledged the process will be open, transparent, fair, and orderly. The Democratic National Convention is next month. The other big story we had today was the Inquisition on Capitol Hill, the House Oversight Committee,
yep,
peppering the head of the Secret Service with questions, calls to resign. Kimberly Cheadle was testifying in front of that committee today.
You would say the fact that the rooftop was outside the perimeter is not an excuse for what happened, saying that it was outside the perimeter of the event.
I am not offering that as an excuse.
Also,
I'm quite sure if I asked any one of my kids if they got in trouble and I told them to give me the details, I would get more answers from them than I'm getting from you right now.
Wow.
That was Florida's Byron Donalds. I saw snippets from various media outlets on X. Marjorie Taylor Greene taking her to task quite a bit, straight up asking if there was a conspiracy to kill the president. at one point, I think that was a general consensus from the members of the committee was, you know, that we're going to ask these questions.
Right.
And I realize like it's an ongoing investigation, but for her to not have a specific timeline of events from whenever the Secret Service and whoever was there and lined up and who saw what, when, and where, that was very frustrating.
Well, yeah, because that's neglectful at best and shady at worst. I mean, that's
pretty
rough.
Yeah. So lawmakers, Kentucky Republican James Comer, as well as Democrat Jamie Raskin, have now released a joint letter calling on Cheadle to resign. So we will see what happens there. A little late to traffic for the first time this afternoon. Austin, you seeing anything out there?
Well, this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Joe, outside of our typical congestion that we see, I'm not really seeing any issues currently. We do have some backups on Airport Boulevard if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and we also have some heavy backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But outside of those few usual spots, there's not much going on at this time.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week, with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Looking here at some local headlines here in Santa Rosa County, leaders today formally turning down the request for a straw poll during November's general election that would have asked residents whether they support incorporating Navarre.
You said you spent all this time on it, but yet you didn't even meet with a representative that represents half of Navarre. So that is not right. And also, the proposed ballot language is misleading and wrong.
That from Commissioner James Calkins, who along with Colton Wright, Ray Eddington, and Sam Parker voiced opposition to that idea. Job fair for Escambia Schools is Saturday, July 29th. That fair being held from 9 to 11 at Jehe Hall Center. That's Monday, next Monday, my mistake. They have openings in all education support departments. That includes food service, custodial, maintenance, transportation, and substitute teaching. And Destin, an 11-month-old child, saved after a near drowning over the weekend. It happened at the Noriego Point public beach access. A family member performed CPR until the Coast Guard arrived and took over. EMS was able to revive the child before taking them to the hospital. So good positive outlook there. 420, we'll take a break. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
Hi, my name is Camille Hoskins, sales consultant with Marine Max. To reach area sports enthusiasts, I recommend advertising with ESPN Radio 99.1 FM and 1330 AM.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
Just in time for the summer season, Peatmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan, available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. In our last update, we didn't really have anything that stood out as far as unusual spots of congestion. That appears to still be the case now. We got some backups on Airport Boulevard traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Also have some problems on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Our summertime weather pattern is continuing, but the rain chances are maybe a little bit higher than what we normally see for this time of the year. We've had a lot of rain around the area recently, and we've got a chance for more showers and thunderstorms. Next couple of days, that rain chance runs at about 60%. High temps, upper 80s to low 90s, and the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. And overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, 425. Here, a look at our state headlines today. Florida Republicans and Democrats sounding off as President Biden bows out. Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar says it's not fair to the registered Democrats who voted for Biden.
What they're doing is a political coup by the elites, the Clintons, the Obamas, and the rest of the donors.
Meanwhile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
And I'm extremely excited to support Vice President Harris, one of the most accomplished experienced candidates of unrivaled integrity that we have ever run for this great office.
So there's that. Also today, the deadline to register for the August 20th primary, which I don't know how that works. Because it can't be Kamala Harris on the primary, right? So
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. So I guess Florida's primary is pretty much useless with both. Well, I mean, already was, right? Because, I mean, Trump's already secured the nomination and had Biden, but it's not like you're – I'm pretty sure you're not going to the polls to vote for Kamala Harris if you're a Democrat. So, but anyway, today is the deadline to register for the primary. You can do it in person, online, or by mail. Mailed applications must be postmarked by today. Also, if you need to change your party affiliation because Florida is closed, you have to do that today as well.
And a man accused of stabbing a teen more than a dozen times at a South Florida airport will remain behind bars. 29-year-old Alexander Love was denied bond for attempted murder charges earlier today.
He attacked the victim, who's 17 years old, with a long butcher knife
18 times on his arms, shoulders, neck, face, and head, and legs, while the victim's sitting on the floor eating a meal.
He's also accused of trying to throw the victim off a balcony. She was able to escape to another floor of the facility, where officers eventually found her in critical condition.
Drivers in Florida seeing a double-digit drop in gas prices. AAA says the state average dropped 18 cents in the last week or so, falling from $3.55 per gallon to $3.36 yesterday. That's the lowest daily average since July 1st, nearly 30 cents less than the highest price this year of May 3rd, $3.64.
Here nationally, it's been days since a massive tech glitch triggered global outages, and the fallout continues. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike said a Microsoft update was to blame for taking businesses offline and grounding flights on Friday. Fast forward to today, and flights are still being impacted as airlines scramble to catch up. FlightAware puts the number of cancellations already today at close to 800, with over 1,200 delays.
Yeah, I have a couple from our church, actually. They had a flight there. I think they're in Seattle. They had a flight out on Friday, and earlier today they said after 8 more hours in the airport today, our flight was canceled again. The earliest we can leave is now Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. How miserable.
So.
Dozens are injured in Yemen after a retaliatory airstrike from the Israeli military. Israel says that Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a drone into central Tel Aviv on Friday, killing one person and injuring 8 others. One day later, Israel responded with airstrikes on diesel storage facilities and an electric company in Yemen. Initial reports claim at least 80 people were wounded. Israel later confirmed the attack and said the strikes were a direct response to Friday's drone strike in Tel Aviv.
Senator J.D. Vance on the campaign trail of his own today, holding a rally in his hometown of Middletown, Ohio, his first solo event since becoming the VP nominee.
The idea of selecting the Democrat Party's nominee because George Soros and Barack Obama and a couple of elite Democrats got in a smoke-filled room and decided to throw Joe Biden overboard, that is not how it works.
Making his case for Democrats not happy with how their party has been doing to join Republicans in voting for Donald Trump.
And with President Biden announcing his exit from the 2024 race for the White House, Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida is taking steps to force him out of office as soon as possible. Scott wrote yesterday on X that he'll introduce a resolution this week urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. That amendment allows those in the administration to push for the president's removal. Senator Scott said that Biden shouldn't be running the country if he can't run for re-election. I think that's a bit questionable. I would say just kind of...
Yeah, just let it happen.
Yeah, take the W, the potential W here, and just keep it pushing. 4:30 Fox News break coming up when we return. Sports headlines followed by health, business, and science, and pop culture. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle testifying today before the House Oversight Committee about the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Florida Republican Mike Waltz calling for Cheadle to step down, accusing her of failing to answer questions about what he calls security breakdowns at the rally on July 13th.
Madam Director, I would fire you regardless of the failure. I would fire you just how you've handled it since. You should have been the first to the mics.
Cheadle has so far resisted calls to resign. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance holds his first solo campaign rally since the RNC in his hometown of Middletown, Ohio today.
After 4 years of Joe Biden's presidency, or whoever actually is calling the shots in Joe Biden's White House, are we ready to reelect President Donald J. Trump again?
Vance will also campaign in Virginia this evening. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Rubin with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher to start the week of trading. The Dow was up 127, while the S&P 500 gained 59, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ shot up 280 points, good enough for 1.5% growth. Delta Airlines canceled more than 4,600 flights from Friday through Sunday, more than any other carrier since that IT outage resulted in global disruptions last week. The Atlanta-based airline also canceling another 550 flights, or 15% of its mainline operation, early today. Wall Street expecting General Motors to be the lone bright spot among the Detroit automakers when they report their second quarter results this week. GM is projecting to report an adjusted profit of $2.75 a share. U.S. crude oil futures for September down slightly to under $80 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb, the sportsman by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find the store at metalsupermarkets.com. Kyle Shanahan is the fourth best coach in the NFL as they only have Reed McVay and John Harbaugh in front of him. However, no coach enters this season with more pressure on him than Shanahan. Sure, Kyle isn't in danger of losing his job, but he's now twice been up by 10 in the big game with the 49ers and hasn't been able to capture a Lombardi trophy. Now it's time for Shanahan to finish the job because you never know when that Super Bowl window will slam shut. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens each Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This Tuesday, it's Storm Folk. They're an alternative folk band that combines a singer-songwriter feel with folk, bluegrass, rock, and pop. Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Storm Folk. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
And I thought Dana White did a great job introducing Trump. And then, you know, you probably heard the speech or at least parts of it. So I suppose now we could go to the coverage of it today.
Sure.
How about Good Morning America, Little George?
Oh, yeah. What's, is he worried?
Oh, my gosh.
Former president started with a call for unity and recounting the attempt on his life. But the bulk of his 92
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. Before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependent.
To where the river flows, to where the river flows.
Quite impressively, Joe Ford has now undone his man bun and is now full on headbanging.
Yes.
to that bumper music there. Quite a shredhead Joe is, for sure. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Just another reason I have to transition to visors.
That is true. Yeah, he's got to keep that under wraps. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Looking at the traffic here, we haven't had much going on this hour that really stands out. We've had the usual congestion in some of these areas, including North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and still a little bit on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Austin, what's going on in sports today? Anything interesting?
Well, we'll start with what we've already seen. The Rays, we always cover our relatively local MLB teams. The Rays played a little bit earlier than usual today, and they faced the Yankees. They got spanked 9-1. So I hate to break that news for you there. I hate to start this sports segment on an unfortunate note. Some other local teams we got tonight are going to be Marlins versus Mets at 5:40 and Braves versus Reds at 6:20. We'll give score updates on those once we get into later this evening. But keeping with the MLB theme, we've got four baseball legends being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Colorado Rockies legend Todd Helton, longtime MLB third baseman Adrian Beltre, Minnesota Twins legend Joe Mauer, and longtime manager Jim Leland gave speeches at the yearly induction ceremony, so congrats to them. In the NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love says that he will not practice until he has a new contract. Love did report for training camp on time and has been participating in meetings, but he is not on the field. General manager Brian Gutekunst believes a new extension could get done within a few days. I hope that was not an offensively German accent I did there on his name, but I'm assuming that's German. College football here, ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips says that the league will fight lawsuits with Clemson and Florida State for as long as it takes. No surprise there. During his opening comments at ACC kickoff, Phillips says that the conference is bigger than any one school or schools. So I'm sure that's going to be fun to see progress further and further.
Do we know what the buyout amount is?
It's I think the cumulative price ultimately is like hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's what I don't know what just like the buyout straight up on its own is, but
buying out okay, $130 million according to CBS Sports.
But the ultimate total they're talking about, the number that I've seen tossed around as far as how much it would eventually cost, yeah, is huge. And that's why Florida State and Clemson are saying, okay, come on, you can't hold us hostage like this. This is ridiculous. You know, you're kind of abusing your authority here. And now you've got, of course, the ACC. They've been taking this route with the whole, oh, you know, we are more than just one or two teams. We are,
right.
You know, united and yada, yada, yada. And then you got the little ankle biters like Wake Forest going, yeah, and it's just kind of cringe. Women's basketball here. Legend Brittany Griner suiting up for the Paris Games, ready to proudly represent the United States, not even 2 years after being involved in a prisoner swap that got her out of Russian detainment. She described the ability to once again play for this country as meaning everything to her. She was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison back in 2022 for drug possession and smuggling while playing over there. Golly, how terrible.
And we saw on Saturday the Team WNBA knocking off the Olympic basketball team in the All-Star game. So.
Yeah, I saw. I think it was. What was it on the inbound? It was swirling around on sports media. It was like Caitlin Clark and how close like Kelsey.
Yeah,
Plum.
It was Kelsey Plum who was guarding her. That right. It was like that's not an All-Star game. That's a that's a regular season level of effort.
Yeah,
that she is trying to stop her, and Caitlin was able to finish off the play with a nice dish to Angel Reese. And so, yeah, Caitlin had, what, 10 assists, and Reese had another double-double, a lot of high fives going around there, so that was good to see.
Yeah, hey, let me tell you something. I know you want to kind of spread the stars out a bit, but if you want to get a lot of views in the WNBA, find a way to get Caitlin and Angel on the same team more often. That would just boom.
Yeah.
In golf, Xander Schauffele celebrating his second career major championship victory after winning the 152nd Open Championship. Schauffele finished atop the leaderboard 9 under par to win the tournament at Royal Troon Golf Course, so congrats to him. And we also have T. Team USA in basketball, men's basketball this is, Team USA holding their final pre-Olympic showcase this afternoon as they took on Germany. They went into the fourth quarter trailing, but ended up winning 92-88. And next, they will take on Serbia during the group stage of the Olympics on Sunday. And keeping with that theme, NBA legend LeBron James will be the Team USA flag bearer at the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics on Friday. James will be the first men's basketball player to carry the flag. Who is it typically? Just like...
I mean, to think about how many sports there are at the Olympics. So, I mean, usually the Olympic team will vote on, you know, it's kind of a legacy decision. It's first time a men's basketball player has been, of course, on the short list would probably be, you know, LeBron, Michael, and Kobe of being, I would say, worthy of the honor. But, you know, you've got different Olympians that have contributed to their own sports, like Phelps. And so, you know, I think Apollo Antonono and speed skating and just in my lifetime of athletes that have really showed out at the Olympics. So I'm excited. I really do get into the Olympic spirit. I'll get the YouTube TV set up to DVR. a lot of the different sports, of course, something that my wife enjoys with the gymnastics. We love the swimming and track. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and as you said, I mean, back to the flag bearing thing. I mean, yeah, we obviously are. We're a very diverse country. So we've got all kinds of talent in every sport here that really shine at times. However, with the history of Olympic basketball, whether it be the Dream Team, Redeem Team, some of the big names that have come through and just how dominant the U.S. typically is, I'm surprised that it's taken this long for a basketball player to hold it. I find that shocking. All righty. Well, you know what? Tell you what. It's about 4:44. I was about to go into traffic and weather. We'll tackle a couple of health, business, and science notes here. Executive decision.
All right.
The big calls here I'm making. Two people have died due to listeria outbreak. Due to a listeria outbreak in multiple states that's connected to deli meat. In a warning issue Friday, the CDC said at least 28 others have been hospitalized, but the number of those sick from the outbreak may be higher due to some milder cases not being tested for the illness. It's unclear what's meant or what meat is responsible for those getting sick, and no recalls have been issued. The two deaths were reported in New Jersey and Illinois.
Let's see. Also, we have a new study showing AI is identifying cancer with more accuracy than doctors. Research done by UCLA shows an AI tool identified prostate cancer with 84% accuracy compared to 67% accuracy for cases detected by physicians. The software called Unfold AI, made by Avenda Health, uses an AI algorithm to visualize the likelihood of cancer based on certain data. Experts say that AI could lead to more accurate diagnosis and more targeted treatments.
Very nice. And looking at the clock now, it's 4:45. There we go. Right on time for traffic and weather here. Let's see what we got. All right. So we do have some minor backups developing here and there, maybe on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, maybe a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway as well if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. But right now, the worst spots are going to be North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, Navarre Parkway, traveling east or westbound, really just a little bit of backups here and there towards Highway 87. And then it's going to be Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and heading into downtown Milton.
Our summertime weather pattern is continuing, but the rain chances are maybe a little bit higher than what we normally see for this time of the year. We've had a lot of rain around the area recently, and we've got a chance for more showers and thunderstorms. Next couple of days, that rain chance runs at about 60%. High temps, upper 80s to low 90s, and the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. And overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. You know what I just realized, Austin?
What's that?
I missed the deadline for the annual Masters ticket application that I never win. So, you know, really? Every year after the Masters is over, like about a month or so, the Augusta National will open it up to a lottery where people will be able to apply for like two tickets or whatever per day. And then they do a lottery, and then there's like eight people on the planet that get an email that says, hey, congratulations, you were selected. And then everybody else is like, unfortunately, your application was not selected. I have struck out every single year that I've done this in my quest to one day go to Augusta National. I was just scrolling on X while you were doing the traffic and weather, and I saw somebody post that their application had not been selected, and I was like, you know what? I don't think I ever did that this year. First time in like 8 years that I haven't done it. So I'm now convinced that had I submitted the application this year,
this would have been
it would have been it.
Yeah.
So that's a double whammy right there.
I would not let that weigh on you. McDonald's will extend its $5 value meal in most markets. Company officials announced a move in a memo to its U.S. business unit, saying that the deal is helping to boost sales. According to CNBC, the fast food giant plans to extend the promotion through August at most locations. The offer includes a McChicken or McDouble, four-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5.
Let's see. Also, significant lifestyle changes may be the key to slowing or reversing Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, so says Dr. Heather Sanderson.
Changing the way they eat, how much they move, the quality of their sleep, there is a huge window of opportunity for the improvement of cellular function in the brain.
She is part of a team of doctors who believes changes such as sleep optimization, mindfulness practices, and taking supplements to support gut health will help improve cognition. She put her protocol to the test in a pilot study that showed nearly 75% of participants with significant cognitive improvement in just 6 months.
Moving on to some pop culture notes here. Twisters is tearing up the box office. The dad jokes just keep coming. The Glenn Powell-led action flick is expected to gross $80.5 million at the U.S. box office in its premiere weekend. In second place, Illumination's Despicable Me 4 is slated to get $23 million in its third weekend of release. Hotly anticipated Pixar sequel Inside Out 2 hit $12.7 million for a third place finish.
I had a lot of people talking about that on social media. I also saw that there was apparently theaters that would provide the kind of interactive experience where like the seats would shake and you'd kind of like get some water sprayed on you like you were in the middle of a Twister. So that was kind of cool to see. What's your favorite cereal, Austin? You kind of look like a guy that would eat cereal a lot.
When it's in the house, I do eat it a lot. I like that that Circle K with the dried up strawberries in it. You know what I'm talking about?
All right.
Something that like someone who's 57 would eat. Yeah. Yep. I like those. Okay. That's pretty good.
All right. Anything else?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, a lot of them are good. Yeah, Cocoa Puffs.
Well, just give me
a
top three. Your top three cereals.
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a big one. That's all a right. big one. So. In no particular order, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the Strawberry Circle K thing. Not Circle K, Special K. What am I talking about?
All right.
And then, I don't know, Reese's Puffs. We'll just throw those
in. Okay. Would you want to eat a cereal where all three of those are combined?
Sure.
All right. Well, that's exactly what Travis and Jason Kelsey have teamed up with General Mills to create.
Okay.
It's called Kelsey Mix. It's not a new cereal, but it just mixes their three favorites, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. It'll be in stores in September.
I'm getting so tired of hearing about those guys.
Well, I'm sorry. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it's okay. I can live without it. It's fine. Lucky Charms and Reese's Puffs are in on me, and I would also throw Trix in there. And yes, it's for kids, but big Trix guy here.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good one. Lucky Charms, that was one that I was thinking about just throwing in my top three as well. So that does sound pretty good. And lastly here very quickly, Rolling Stone is out with its list of 100 best album covers of all time. Brooklyn native, the notorious B.I.G., came in at number 5 with his debut album Ready to Die from 1994, which features an infant on the cover. In fourth place was Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, of course, followed by Sly and the Family Stone's There's a Riot Going On. In second place was the Beatles' Abbey Road, which to this day has people stopping traffic to try and duplicate. Coming in first place was Joy Division's Unknown Pleasures, featuring a black and white image of a pulsar. I'm surprised Nirvana's Nevermind wasn't mentioned in this little write-up here. But either way, 4:51, we'll take one last quick break when we return. One last rundown of our top three stories, traffic, wacky, and good news to round out hour one of Pensacola right now.
Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see what we got here. So North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Still giving us some issues at this time, but nothing too severe. Also have a little bit here and there on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point. Then we also have an accident report if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway passing the Tiger Point area, but it doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time. The last notable spot is going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Our summertime weather pattern is continuing, but the rain chances are maybe a little bit higher than what we normally see for this time of the year. We've had a lot of rain around the area recently, and we've got a chance for more showers and thunderstorms. Next couple of days, that rain chance runs at about 60%. High temps, upper 80s to low 90s, and the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. And overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Recapping the top stories of the day today, Vice President Kamala Harris rounding up donations and also,
I don't know. I mean, because you said racking up donations. Okay,
endorsements.
I was about to say, I don't know what word you're looking for.
Yes. The campaign raked in $81 million in the first 24 hours of her announcing she is seeking the Democratic nomination for president. The Democratic National Convention Rules Committee will be meeting on Wednesday with the goal of putting a framework in place for the process of selecting the next nominee following the president's decision to end his reelection bid. And today in Capitol Hill, House Oversight Committee members grilling the Director of Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle. Different videos I've seen on X and TikTok about the Republicans and Democrats who have been just going after her has been very enjoyable to watch for me anyway. looking here at some wackier stories, good news as well. In Tennessee, a former employee of the Jacksboro Police Department named Joseph Weaver is facing charges. He stole cans of Vienna sausages to vandalize the home of Jimmy Snodgrass, the city's vice mayor. Happened earlier this month. Jimmy says he woke up at around 11 p.m. to several loud thumps. He walked around the house, found some broken windows and various cans of Vienna sausages lying around his home. The police investigation zeroed in on Joseph after they saw security footage of him at Walmart buying the Vienna sausages the day of the vandalism. Joseph reportedly admitted to the crime and at one point said it was supposed to be funny. Sounds like he may have been drunk at the time.
Mm. You know, it's just it would be messy if he just threw the sausages. But to break a window, it sounds like he was just throwing cans.
He was just throwing cans. Yep.
Wow, what a jerk. Some good news here. Washington officials will vote to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. The Washington gray wolf population was virtually eliminated in the 1930s, reportedly, but there has since been a significant rebound, which truly began in 2008. So how about that? Oh, the Washington gray wolf. I haven't seen...
Yeah, not quite huskies, but...
No, not quite.
Yeah, good for the gray wolf population.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look those up. See what they look like. I mean, I'm assuming they're just standard wolves, but apparently
that are
in Washington,
gray. That are gray.
Yes, yeah. Gray wolves in Washington apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to look those up. They're probably just standard wolves, but whatever.
Also, a 26-year-old grad student at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, has spent a year living at a senior living facility where she would share her love of music and playing the piano with the residents in exchange for free room and board. No, she was not taking anybody's place. She was serving as an artist in residence. So that's a great way. You know, obviously helps her out with saving money on room and board, but she is no doubt providing joy to the residents each day and sharing music and piano playing skills. Yeah. Austin, if you were to be granted a year free room and board living at a senior living facility, what talent, skill would you bless the residents with that would allow you the opportunity to stay there for an entire year?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Because I'm not musically gifted.
Hosting NCAA college football 25 tournaments.
That would actually be pretty cool. If the old timers were willing to give that a try, that would be pretty cool. But I'm definitely not good at that game to teach people how to play it.
Well, here's the truth, though. The oldest timerist person would be you in that situation.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I don't know. I think that would be awesome if people did want to do that, but... I think her with her piano and music love has kind of got me beat.